winter is coming. Not the nuclear winter. I mean, that's coming too, but that's the little winter. The big winter is the thermal death of cognition, the final entropy of awareness. That's coming. And what's the cause? The cause is broad-spectrum systemic entropy, degradation of the interconnected system of which we are all integral parts, the severing of the links that bind us all together internally and externally. To put all of this into a living context, came across a conservationist ranting. How is it that when I post pretty pictures of butterflies or gorgeous trees, everyone likes, they're all over it, but when I talk about our responsibility in the conservation of nature, forests and the ecosystem, they all dissipate or unfollow. What's with that? So that dynamic stems from a fundamental misalignment. Our assumption of self-primacy, our fundamental self-centeredness in disconnection from the whole. We have essentially, on average, become entitled hedonistic funnels, assuming all the privilege, owning none of the responsibility, and so we gobble up whatever fits our fancy and ignore the impact on the system, ignore our role in conserving the greater whole. Beyond political correctness and pussyfooting around the holy cow of subject individuation, the fact is, these masses, they are the scum of the earth, and they will not make it through the purge that is coming. Nature will, in due time, reset. The systems will realign, and all of these hedonistic funnels are branches that are dying and that will be purged. They no longer support the whole, and so they are fit for compost. So, if you are one of these self-entitled funnels, then why don't you take that iron funnel of yours and shove it in as deep as it goes into your belly button or your anus, whatever is your fancy and fetish. If in the process it should impale your morbid core, then we are all the winners here. Thank you. To conclude on a more civilized note, let's all try to be more nice and considerate and snap the fuck out of this mesmerization, including detaching ourselves from the tentacles of the system that exploits our vulnerability, this very self-engrossment, hedonistic self-absorption that is being capitalized on. In that process, you are going toward the winter. Your cognition is increasing in entropy to a point where you become a shadow of what you were, what your potential is. You are being exploited. You are both exploiting and being exploited. But in the end, the system wins. You will be sapped and leached dry before the world runs dry. And of future prospects, when most fields of regular human endeavor toward survival will have been replaced by AI and automation, then what remains of you? Just a little blob trying to stuff things into itself without making any meaningful contribution to things where your input and participation would matter. So what do we make of all of you? A yield there must be, so whatever that you produce biomechanical energy, you have a brain with a lot of unused circuits. So we go down the good old matrix route, just plug you into a gestation chamber, feed you with nice images that you can sort of be happy with and keep on providing resources for the rest of the system, making your contribution in a forced manner. For we are all forced to contribute by the natural design itself, being parts of an interconnected whole. You either do that voluntarily, proactively, or you do it reactively, or you do it passively, plugged into a system that engages you when you yourself are unwilling to. So let's try and snap out of it once again, shall we? Your options are really simple. You either become an integrated branch that contributes and thrives in the process, or you become a self-absorbed branch trying to grow apart from the tree of life, the system of our shared reality, the natural order of things, and you are pruned, you turn into compost. Now don't take me wrong, I'm not dismissing that contribution. I do like to prune dead branches, cut the weeds, turn all of that into a compost, fertilizing new soil of which new things can grow in a healthy manner, nurtured by your residues. So that's all very clear and straight up there. What has been said stands and will be done in nature's time. These are the patterns that are unavoidable. This is how the system of reality functions. So that's all there. And whether you choose to dig your head in the sand or bury yourself in the bog, that's entirely up to you, to each their own trajectories in life. The simple fact is, the patterns you host and cultivate in your being, they are either a part of the ongoing realignment or they are a part of the decay on the peripheries, and yours alone is the gain and the loss and the experience of suffering or ease. Ease or dis-ease. A simple choice. Make your choice. So that's all, folks. Integrate, live long and prosper, or prepare to be recycled and upcycled. That's all.